carburite shields lifting in 3, 2, 1. Pull as hard as you can. Nothing's happening. It isn't taking off. The selenites are blocking the carburite with their bodies. It's not lifting. It's going to explode.
We present Donald Sinden as Professor Cavor and James Bowler as Bedford in First Men in the Moon by H.G. Wells. Dramatized for radio by Joe Dunlop.
Shields closed!
We're clear of the moon's gravity. Well done, Mads. Who needs Cavor, eh? I can fly this thing.
Episode 4. Time runs out.
How do we turn the sphere towards Earth?
What? Deep space. We're speeding into deep space.
Hail to the power!
Now, I shall know my fate.
Courage, my friend. Spoke out in your defense. You will be free!
Or have my life extinguished.
That sound. I wonder what it signifies. Fascinating.
Ah, Gibbsy, you're awake.
Do you think we'll ever see home again?
Of course we will. One day, I'll find a way to communicate with the selenites. Get you more of that restorative water.
I can't breathe. Sorry, Professor.
You there! If my friend is sick, I need help for him.
You don't understand. Lower orders are meaningless. You would try to sleep, Gibbsy. You'll be all right. Cavor and Gibbs, last humans on the moon. Well, we have to look after each other. You see what they can do. They gave Manson new eyes. Well, they'll fix you. You'll be as right as... Gibbs? Gibbs? Oh, no.
It's like driving anything. It has to be. If I expose the left-hand carburite sheet, the sphere turns right.
The professor made it seem more complicated.
He would. Lever 4, the left carburite shield. Get on lever 4.
Are you sure, Bedford?
We're dead if we don't do something. 1, 2, 3, go!
So... you accept responsibility for the demise of so many at the hands of these... mans.
It was the quest for knowledge, great lord.
You disobeyed my command to extinguish them.
Yes, great lord, but now there is no more danger.
Attend my judgment.
You shall forthwith be elevated to level 3.
I kneel in obeyance, great lord.
You will learn all about man and how he lives. And discover the secret of travel to other worlds. Fail, and you will be extinguished.
Are we turning?
Yes! Yes, slowly! The Earth's coming into view!
Uncover the other shield! Levers 1 and 3! Now!
You're too late! Gibbs is dead! You let him die! What are you doing?
Ever.
Hansen. I estimate 4 days. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Look, I'm as sorry as you are about how it turned out, but we're alive. Next time.
Next time?
Oh, yes. Next time we'll be armed. Plenty more gold where this came from. You'll have your share, don't you worry.
I don't want any of it.
Solid gold. Got to be 300 pounds of it. I'll put it in my cabin for safekeeping. We're going home, Manson. It's over.
No, it's just beginning.
Come in peace. Welcome to the moon.
Deeper.
Marcus, Marcus, where are you?
Sensors are responding. Increase pressure.
Lights. Inside the moon.
Wake up, Kavor. Wake up.
Oh, my head.
It will stop hurting in a moment. You are among friends.
I can understand you.
No secrets now, Earthman.
Mustn't let Mr. Bedford see this. No.
Manson, I need you to... What are you up to?
What?
What are you trying to hide back there?
Nothing.
Let's have a look. Holding out on me, eh? All gold, is it? Damnation, is this? Where did you get it?
We seek knowledge.
What? What do you mean, we?
We want to learn more about the Earth, people.
Manson? What have they done to you? You're one of them.
Feeling better, Professor Kavor? Professor?
Am I dreaming? Are you speaking English?
You understand me.
Yes.
I tapped into your brain. A small operation to locate your language center. And copy it into mine.
Into my brain. Yes. I remember the sound of a drill. Smell of burning.
Professor, I have the same vocabulary as you now. At last, we can communicate.
Yes, yes, I hear you. Yes, I'll do as you say. Bedford, where are you? What are you doing with the solenoid's machine?
I'm taking this, whatever it is, and I'm going to throw it out of the sphere.
No, you can't do that, Bedford. They've told me to kill you. I have to do what they say.
He's going down the chute.
I'm stronger than you, Bedford. Hey, go on, break your fingers.
All right.
I need this to send messages back to the moon. They want to help us when they come to Earth, Bedford. They're hurting me for telling you. I won't tell him anymore. Oh, Mr. Bedford, there's no point in running. There's nowhere to go.
Could you have saved Gibbs?
If he had been immersed in the water, perhaps.
Yeah, well, we made a bad start.
The one you call Spilgus was found lifeless on the surface.
And Manson and Bedford?
They took the transport.
What? They'll never reach Earth. Neither of them know the first thing about flying it.
Come down here. You remember this place, Kither?
Yes.
This is by this waterfall. Bedford and Spargus started killing your people. I tried to stop them.
Why did they do it?
They were afraid.
Of what?
You. You and your people.
Man kills when he is afraid.
He was sometimes.
Mustn't sleep. He's waiting till I'm asleep. Manson, I hear you. Manson, I have the axe. Come near me and you're dead, whatever you've become.
Why don't you sleep, Mr. Bedford? It'll be better once you sleep.
Let go of me.
Oh, no, not this time. You don't get away this time.
Charles. Charles?
Please.
Charles.
Ah! You're one of them! Oh, God. I fell asleep.
Yes, you did, Bedford.
And can you communicate at a distance with this equipment?
Yes. These are the senders. Our deed, or speech, as you call it, goes in here and travels out.
Absolutely incredible.
You do not have machines like this on your world?
We have something called wireless telegraphy, but Signor Marconi's machines look nothing like this.
Simple, is it not?
Very impressive. Now, there was a scientist, a Dr. Tesla, I believe, in America, who reported picking up wireless signals from space last year. No one believed him, including me. But perhaps he heard a message from this very cave.
Perhaps. Come with me. You are going to see our store of knowledge. Our wisest beings exist on this level. They are called level ones, and they will answer all your questions.
These are creatures, then. I mean, Selenites, like yourself, Cypop.
Not entirely. Indeed, they may look rather strange to you, but do not be afraid.
Nothing could surprise me now.
Prepare yourself, nevertheless.
Come on, Bedford, into the airlock. You won't feel a thing. You'll be a new star floating through space.
No!
No, Mr. Bedford! No, let me back in! Mr. Bedford!
Interesting, eh? Ask it something.
These creatures, they have no bodies. Only huge, translucent heads. I can see the blood pulsing through their brains.
The level ones have no need of arms or legs. They wither and are removed by surgery. Ask anything you like. These are the repositories of all our knowledge.
What existence is this? Suspended in liquid like that?
The liquid feeds only the brain, enlarging it to hold more knowledge. You are shocked, Professor. I told you to prepare yourself for their appearance. Ask a question.
Yes, right. Who rules this world?
The Grand Lunar.
May I see him?
No one may look upon him. You may, on summons, be in his presence with your eyes lowered.
I would welcome a summons.
The Grand Lunar has the largest brain of all.
But where are your books? Your libraries?
These are our books and libraries.
On Earth, all knowledge is written down.
You have knowledge in your head, though. Knowledge to share?
Well, yes.
What is the secret of Cavorite? We wish to build our own sphere.
My dear Cypuff, that would be quite impossible. The materials required are not here on the moon.
You will find a way.
This is Professor Cavor, late of Lipney in Kent, last survivor of the first expedition to the moon. I speak to you from the interior of the moon.
No one will hear you on your world.
Well, perhaps not, but it will make me feel less lonely to try.
What is lonely?
Having no one who understands me. I feel like I even missed that thorn in my side, Bedford. I'm in a bad way.
We do not feel.
Yes, I know.
You must make Kavorite.
Do at least what I cannot stop thinking of those living encyclopedias.
It is their existence. Do you too not seek knowledge? They have an insatiable hunger for knowledge. It is their whole existence.
Oh, God knows I wish to believe they feel nothing, but to be fixed like that, unable to move, unable to feel contact for all eternity.
Continue to use the sender if it makes you happy. But when the Grand Luna summons you, you must give him the secret of Kavorite.
Oh, it is hopeless. One more sweep of the sky and then I must get some sleep. The stars are not communicating this evening.
It is imperative that I...
Something there. It sounds like a human voice. What?
I am on the moon. It is inhabited by innocent creatures.
Anna! Anna, come and hear this. It's amazing.
Tunnels.
Anna, I need a witness to this. Anna, quickly, come.
Sophistication.
She must be sleeping. Oh, no. Damn, it's gone. I didn't imagine it. I didn't.
Demand.
What?
That I...
Yes.
Their ruler, the Grand Luna...
A voice from the moon!
I was looking out the scullery window about 5:30, and there it was, washed up on the beach. I thought I was dreaming, Doctor. Look at it. It's like no shipwreck I ever saw.
A bathysphere, perhaps.
A what?
A diving bell, Perkins. Can't think what else. Never seen one so large, though. There's a window up there. I'm going to climb up.
It looks more like it's been in a fire or something rather than the Atlantic Ocean. It's covered in scorch marks.
No. Can't see anything. Glass is all charred.
Doctor!
What?
The door's opening. I don't like the look of this. Could be anything.
Oh, my God!
Hey, all about it! Man claims trip to the moon. Read all about it! Paper, miss?
I've only a shilling. Can you change it?
That's right, miss. Rum old yarn, eh?
Yes.
He says he was up in the moon. Says it's full of insects. Anything to sell newspapers, eh?
I suppose so.
Look at him on the front page. He don't look mad.
Charles!
Yes, fits very nicely. Not at all bad for a local Devon tailor off the peg. Yes, who is it?
A visitor from London for you.
I told you I don't want to speak to any more reporters.
I know, sir. It's a friend. A young lady.
Elise. Bring her straight up, Perkins. She must have read about me in the papers. You!
Not a sound, Bedford, or I'll slit your throat.
This is Professor Cavor speaking from the moon. If anyone can hear me on Earth, try to discover if Charles Bedford is alive and tell him Cavor feels a degree of guilt for ever involving him in this venture. In what I believe to be the last days of my life,
yes.
I would like to make my peace with him.
Yes.
I'm sure that he is long dead, but in this alien world,
no.
I still have hopes for him.
Come back.
If not, for myself.
Come back, Cavor.
Oh, poor man. If only I could find a way to respond. Wait. Bedford! The story in the newspapers!
Anna, I wish to send a telegram!
And this is the bridge, see? These levers operate the Kavorite shields.
What is it?
No, 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 don't touch them! I flew it back from the moon. It's true.
So? Where's all this gold?
Spike, I'm so filthy rich. What I owe you is a mere flea bite, believe me.
I said, where's the gold?
have I... I sent it to the bank in Taunton. Spike, if you kill me, you'll get nothing. It's Saturday night. Sunday tomorrow, you'll have to wait till Monday.
Right. Well, I'll make myself comfortable here, then. You get me a bottle of scotch.
What? Oh, yes, yes, of course. I'll have to get it from the hotel.
Do it!
Yes.
I'm Bedford.
Yes?
If you're not back in half an hour, I'm going to hurt you. Not kill you. Understand? Just going to make you squeal.
We have been interested in your messages to Earth.
It's just a mild distraction. No one there has equipment to hear them.
You must do this no longer. Orders of the Grand Luna. He wants you to use your brain only for us.
As you say, I'm your guest after all.
Here we are, Mr. Bedford. Another bottle of scotch. Your friend likes his tipple.
Charles?
Elise! Oh, my... Elise, how did you get here? Oh.
I thought you were dead.
I may be, Sue. Oh, come over to the fire. You're freezing.
Well, I walked along from the station. There were no carriages.
Oh, Elise. Oh, damn. I wanted it all to be so different when we met.
What's wrong?
Spike is here.
No!
He saw my picture in the papers. So stupid letting those reporters...
Where is he?
Down on the beach, taking up residency in the Spheres.
What are you going to do, Charles?
Pay him off tomorrow when the bank opens. Oh. But I know I'll never get him off my back now.
Oh, no.
Mr. Bedford! Oh. On the beach! Quickly!
What?
It sounded like an explosion!
Your sphere is exploding!
Oh, my...
Spike!
It wasn't an explosion. It was Coverite racing up into outer space. That's the end of it.
Aren't you going to open your telegrams?
No, there'll just be more newspapers and curiosity seekers. Throw them on the fire.
No, I'm opening them.
I had such plans to have the Coverite analyzed, put into production, to go back and... Oh, well.
Charles, this one from Italy.
What?
Read it!
Oh, my God.
Through here, Mr. Bedford.
I'm not too late.
No, any moment now, if he signals at his usual time.
I thought he was dead.
He thought you were, too.
I have to speak to him.
Quite impossible. Don't you think I have tried?
I've brought this.
What is this?
It came from the moon. I think probably the same kind of thing as Cavour's using.
You should have let me have this at once.
Well, you've got it now. Can you work out how to operate it?
Astonishing.
Can you make it work?
Been given time yet.
Look, Dr. Wendigi, I have to speak to Cavour. Let him know that I'm alive.
I command the alien into the light.
Keep your eyes lowered.
Nonsense. I'm an Englishman. I may look at whoever or whatever I choose.
The secret of Coverite!
Our world is devastated by hatred. One race against another. Our skies are dark with pollution and wars. Great Lord, why would you wish to visit such a place?
To destroy your kind. And ensure no more man come to our world. Tell us the secret.
This is how all the other transmissions started.
Let me speak to him first. How do I switch this on?
No, until he speaks, I cannot set the coordinates of the transmitting telegraph. It would be useless.
Come on, Cavour, speak to us just once more. Come on.
Wait. God help me, I have killed my guard and come here secretly to send one last message.
Cavour!
Correct.
I'm here!
I could not have trusted
it's
them.
Bedford!
They are creatures with
I'm alive! Yes. Why isn't and he hearing me?
I haven't got his frequency yet.
Hurry! Cavour! Cavour! I can hear you!
Be warned.
Can you hear
people
me?
Of the earth. This will be my last message. I hear them coming. The formula for Coverite is as follows. 200. No. Let me finish this message before you.
Cavour! Cavour! give me the formula!
There. Finished.
Well done, Charles. Let me see it.
Of course, everyone's going to say it's fiction, but it's my story and Cavour's.
The First Men in the Moon. Charles, what a wonderful title.
Oh, it's amazing to think that that bright crescent over the bay is where I was with Cavour.
Do you think anyone will ever go there again, Charles?
They'll have to rediscover Cavourite first. One of these days, I might just remember. He was always chatting on about it back in Limpney. It was definitely bauxite and helium. Yes, helium.
Help!
What else?
Don't try to speak, Cavour.
What are you doing to me?
Enlarging your brain, Professor. You're going to have all the knowledge you ever wanted. Then you will take your place in the Hall of
Powers. No!
You will be our Earth Encyclopedia.
No! My arms! My legs! What have you done to my body?
Your brain is all you need. Now, about Cavourite.
Help me! Help me!
In First Men in the Moon by H.G. Wells, you heard Donald Sinden as Professor Cavour, James Bolam as Bedford, Gary Olson as Manson, and Tom Georgeson as Spike. The part of Elise was played by Gilly Bond, Gibbs by Anthony Jackson, Brown and the New Seller by Robert Whelan, and Perkins by Nick Mercer. Professor Wendigi and the Selenites were played by Kerry Shale. The music was composed by Robert Rigby. First Men in the Moon was dramatized for radio by Joe Dunlop. It was produced by Michael Cameron and Stuart Richards and directed by Martin Jameson. First Men in the Moon was a Mr. Punch production.
Help me!
See you then, I will.